This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is preparing to visit Washington Wednesday in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began in February. That's according to three AP sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Associated Press White House reporter Amar Madhani says that Ukraine has surprised everyone by nigh easily falling to Washington.
10 months ago, no one expected Ukraine to be standing at this point. They expected the Russians to have prevailed. For him to come at this moment, it's a big deal. It's a chance for him to show that U.S. investment has paid off in Ukraine.
Zelensky's visit could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit to Washington is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Joe Biden. Comes as lawmakers are set to vote on a year-end spending package that includes $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine, and as the U.S. prepares to send Patriot surface-to-air missiles to help stave off Russia's invasion. The Taliban have released two Americans held in Afghanistan in what appeared to be a goodwill gesture, according to State Department spokesman Ned Price. A senior administration official said the U.S. government was currently assisting the two and that they would soon be reunited with their families. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's Taliban-run higher education ministry on Tuesday suspended access to universities by female students until further notice, drawing strong condemnation from the United States, Britain, and the United Nations. Foreign governments, including the United States, have said that a change in policies on women's education is needed before it can consider formally recognizing the Taliban-run administration, which is also subject to heavy sanctions. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Texas dispatched National Guard troops to the border, and San Diego businesses anticipated a wave of Christmas shoppers from Mexico as tens of thousands of asylum seekers at the border waited for a Supreme Court ruling that could allow them to enter the United States. The priest at Sacred Heart Church in downtown El Paso, Reverend Daniel Mora, says that they are trying to help.
We want to help, so we opened this shelter to take in especially mother and children, you know, and also some other people to try for them to give them a place to stay the night.
The U.S. government asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas. In a filing a day earlier, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep the pandemic-era restrictions in place. Before Roberts issued that order, they had been slated to expire Wednesday. Republic of Congo President Denis Sassou Nguesso says significant developments came out of his this year's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington. We sat down with VOA correspondent Mariam Diallo.
Last week, Republic of Congo President Denis Sassou Nguesso attended the second U.S.-Africa Leaders Gathering. In an exclusive interview, he told VOA that this time around, the goals were more defined, including helping the African Union gain a greater voice at the United Nations.
Je donne quelques exemples. Le président Biden.
For example, President Biden declared that Africa is certainly going to be a member of the G20. I believe this is a clear orientation that we appreciate. Mr. Biden also declared that in the next few years, America is going to get involved with Africa, finding its right place at the Security Council of the United Nations as a permanent member.
The G20 comprises the world's major industrial and emerging economies. South Africa is currently its only African member. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
A powerful earthquake rocked the Northern California coast early Tuesday, jolting residents awake as it shattered glass, shook homes off foundations, damaged roads, and left nearly 60,000 homes and business in the rural area without power, many without water. At least 12 people were injured. Elon Musk says he plans on remaining on Twitter CEO until he can find someone willing to replace him on the job. Musk's announcement came after millions of Twitter users asked him to step down in an unscientific poll the billionaire himself created and promised to abide by. Since taking over San Francisco-based Twitter in late October, his run on Twitter as CEO has been marked by quickly issued rules and policies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.